I'm Christopher Jones Cruz at The Voice of America in Washington. Ann Ball, Ashley Thompson, and Jonathan Evans will bring you those stories today. Then, in his weekly technology report, Jonathan Evans will tell us how robots are being used to develop drugs to fight malaria and other tropical diseases.
How it works conventionally is you use robotics as well, and you have a large collection of possible drugs.
Then we bring you our regular weekday series, The Making of a Nation. Today, we tell you about some of the times in American history when the federal government attacked personal rights. Government officials took sometimes unlawful actions against labor leaders, foreigners, and others, because they feared they were communists trying to take over the United States.
Many people considered anyone with leftist views to be a revolutionary trying to overthrow democracy.
Finally, in our American Moments series, we take you back to 1943 and the dedication of one of the most popular places in Washington, D.C. If you have visited the nation's capital, you have almost certainly seen this memorial and statue honoring one of the most famous of the country's founders. This is As It Is, a daily 30-minute program from VOA Learning English. Every day, we bring you news from and about America and the world, and we tell you the often surprising and always interesting history of the United States. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America. Oslo, Norway, is one of a growing number of cities in Europe that has seen an increase in the population of Muslims. Like many communities across Europe, Oslo's Muslims are struggling to keep their youth from joining extremist groups like the Islamic State. Some observers say many of the continent's Muslim communities do not have enough to offer young people. Ann Ball and Ashley Thompson report.
Yusuf Bartho Asadiq is with the Project on Radicalization and Extremism at Norway's Minotek Research Center. He told VOA many Islamic centers in the country are having a hard time providing enough activities for young people. Mr. Asadiq says this lack of activity offers extremist groups a chance to reach out and recruit those young people. He described the leaders of these groups as the world's best social workers. It is a struggle, experts say, that is not limited to Norway. Muslim communities in other countries are facing similar difficulties.
While Europe is struggling, Muslim communities in the United States have seen smaller numbers of young people being recruited. U.S. intelligence officials say they are following about 150 Americans who have gone or have tried to go to Syria or Iraq.
Observers suggest several reasons for the lower number of American jihadists. One reason is that American Muslim communities offer stronger youth and community programs. Kelly Pemberton teaches religion and women's studies at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. She says many U.S. Muslims create connections and combine resources with other American Muslim communities. She says this kind of solidarity does not exist in Europe, at least not the same level of support.
Saeed Saeed works at the Islamic Society of North America's Office for Interfaith and Community Alliances. He says European Muslim communities can have the same success as America's Muslim communities, but he says it will not be easy. He says Muslims who moved to Europe were never accepted by the whole society as equals or as partners. He says they would always talk as if they belonged somewhere else. Mr. Saeed says Europe's Muslim communities often remain separate from the wider community and split because of the ethnic differences. He says they often look to their home countries for religious leaders.
In the United States, however, things are different. In Mr. Saeed's words, today we have American-born imams, or religious leaders. We have slowly been able to replace earlier imams who could not talk to our teenagers, to our wives, and who could not mix in with the rest of society. It is a major journey that we have taken, he says. Mr. Saeed and Professor Pemberton say Europe's Muslims will need help from European governments to deal with discrimination and a lack of economic opportunities for them. But the professor does not think that will happen anytime soon. In fact, she sees the opposite happening. France's government has stepped up its policing of Muslim communities, she notes. There have been anti-Muslim demonstrations in some European countries, including France and Germany. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Anne Ball.
It's always a place for the angry young man with his working class ties and his radical plans. He refuses to bend, he refuses to crawl. And he's always at home with his back to the wall. And he's proud of the stars and the battles he fought. And he struggles and bleeds.
You are listening to As It Is from The Voice of America. Many homeless people live in what is called the Skid Row area of Los Angeles, California. These are men and women who have no permanent place to live. But Skid Row is a place where many social service groups can be found. These groups work to help the homeless find work and a place to live. Jonathan Evans reports on one such organization that works with women.
Skid Row is like no other place in Los Angeles. The homeless fill its sidewalks at all times of the day. Yolanda Waters has a job as a barista. She prepares and sells coffee. But she was once homeless and spent time in Skid Row.
It's a place that where everybody is dumped, you know. And if you don't ask for help, you're not going to get help. For people that are looking at you like you're nothing, treating you like you ain't worth nothing, that's the hard part.
Ms. Waters received help from the Downtown Women's Center. The center trains homeless women and helps them find work so they can live in a place of their own. It shows them how to create candles, greeting cards, and other products.